How to make the Bible your hobby. Part 7. Today, consistency over quantity. In this series, we're exploring how to approach the Bible study more like a hobby and how that can make all the difference to our enjoyment of it. And today, I want to talk about something that I hope might free us up, inspire us, which is the significance of consistent Bible study. I don't know if you've ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of what you might conceive of as proper Bible study, perhaps thinking you have to read lots of chapters at a time or understand every theological nuance. And if that's how you have felt, you're not alone. But here's the truth. Consistency is more important than quantity. There is a place for reading lots of scripture, but it's not a demand. It can make all the difference when we think about Bible study not like an academic exercise or a duty to check off, but as a hobby, something we do regularly, which we do with hobbies simply because we love it, not because we have to. We're talking about something that nourishes, really nourishes something deep inside our soul. And as it nourishes our soul, it deepens our walk with God over time as we consistently continue to regularly read our Bible and study it for whatever God has in mind to show us. So let's talk about taking small steps, but those small steps having a big impact. Consider Psalm number 1, verses 2 and 3. It talks about the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. So do you catch that? It's the one who meditates on the law, not speed reads the law. The Hebrew there carries the idea of moaning, speaking, muttering. So it's about the act of thoughtful deliberation with the implication of speaking to oneself. So this is reading a verse and talking about it with yourself, having a conversation with yourself about its meaning and what God is communicating through it to you. He talks about a tree planted, bearing its fruit. You know, those trees don't grow overnight. They thrive through steady nourishment, not sudden bursts of overwatering. And our time in Scripture should feel like that, shouldn't it? Steady, life-giving. Ultimately, though, transformative, helping us to bear fruit in all that that means. Jesus talked about this in John 15, verse 5. I'm the vine, you're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. It's remaining, it's relationship, it's not academic achievement. The goal is not just to know the Bible, as helpful as that is, but to walk with Jesus in a deeper way. Consistency over quantity. So you might say, well, how do I do this? Well, let me give you a few ideas. I'm sure you can think of some for yourself. But one idea is simply to pick one verse and make that your Bible study for that day. Perhaps one phrase or paragraph, but just the one. And reflect on it during the day. Let it linger in your mind and note down what emerges for you. Set a small goal. 5 or 10 minutes a day of Bible study is better than an hour once a month. Why not utilize an intention? In other words, link your Bible study to another habitual action that doesn't take any thought. For example, you could set this. While I am waiting for the kettle to boil for my morning cup of coffee, I will open my Bible and read the next section of Scripture. So you link your Bible study to something else you do anyway. Also, find joy in the discovery. Don't feel pressure to master the Scriptures. Instead, approach them with curiosity. Like a hobby, you love exploring. And also just be patient with yourself. Some days might feel more fruitful than others, but that's okay. Growth happens over time. Does this idea resonate with you? Do you struggle with feeling overwhelmed by Bible study? What small, consistent steps have helped you and could help you? So let me know what you think, and I'd love to hear from you. Next week, we'll go on to look at further inspiration to help us to make the Bible our hobby. Till then, take care and God bless.